The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady in Britain for their second state visit. That was as they arrived. They're having lunch now with the King and Queen at Windsor Castle. Earlier, they toured the ground with them and the Prince and Princess of Wales. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy fired her and told a congressional panel 2 weeks ago that he let her go because she told him she was untrustworthy. Susan Munaro, former head of the CDC, strongly denies that and said she was fired because she wouldn't rubber stamp regulatory direction, not based on science. Today, she'll have her turn before Congress. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Here on Capitol Hill, Kennedy remains under pressure from several Republican senators, all of whom voted to confirm him just months ago, who now question if he's the right person to lead public health in this country.
Federal Reserve meeting today expected to lower interest rates. This is ABC News. Drug maker Eli Lilly reporting some positive results from clinical trials of its weight loss pill instead of an injection. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton has more.
This study from Eli Lilly found that those who used their oral GLP option called orforglipron had a sustained or associated significant weight loss of approximately 11% at the highest doses. This equates to about 15 pounds of weight loss, and the side effects were comparable to what we see in injectable medication options. Gastrointestinal symptoms, most common nausea, vomiting. There was no signal for liver toxicity. And in this study, there was also no sign or signal for that severe but very rare risk of medullary thyroid cancer.
Police in Orlando, Florida are still looking for a man they say put on scuba diving gear and swam up to a popular Disney Springs restaurant on the grounds of Disney World. After the restaurant had closed, they say the man took off the scuba gear, went inside, robbed the restaurant as the manager was counting the money, and then swam off again. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Republican state lawmakers are again introducing community solar energy legislation to allow for smaller community-owned solar farms. Previous versions of the legislation were opposed by utilities and labor unions. While utilities can currently develop community solar projects, that's been a low priority for them. Cleanup has been completed at multiple Wisconsin locations where electronic waste was illegally dumped. Those sites were connected to a criminal case against former state senator Kevin Shabilsky. Shabilsky was convicted of fraud for taking payments to process e-waste, but his company dumped the waste at the sites. And a Wisconsin supermarket chain will have new ownership. St. Louis-based Schnucks Market will buy 100% of the shares of DePere-based Scoggins Festival Foods and its hometown grocers. Festival Foods has more than 40 locations around Wisconsin. Tad Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compere Home, We've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We do have a chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms possible with a low dropping to around 63. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Tracy Byrd, I'm from the country, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. And this hour, Today in History, opening farm markets as well coming up this morning. Well, one San Diego man has pled guilty. What did he do? He landed on a Navy airstrip
twice in San Clemente Island. Oops. Andrew White entered his plea in federal court in Los Angeles. He admitted to one felony count of theft of government property and one misdemeanor count of illegal entry into a naval institution. Yeah, the Navy kind of gets cranky if you have a plane and you're just flying along and you decide to land at their base. Lucky he didn't get forced down, huh? Prosecutors say White landed the plane on the Navy runway without permission in October of 2023. And then after getting yelled at, he did it again in April this year. What part of this don't you get there, sir? After the second landing, he then stole a Navy truck. And he caused thousands of dollars in damage. Yeah, he's been at the big house since cutting off an ankle monitoring bracelet earlier this year. I don't think this guy's going to be flying anywhere soon. Just saying. Off to the brig, the Navy version. Ooh, that might not be any fun either. Here's Blake Shelton doing what she likes.
She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's all right. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes, like running my fingers through. Second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than.
walking in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry but I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in but I wasn't gonna stay. Still calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in. 2, 3, 4, blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Country song came on, save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old flame calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Luke Bryan, Country Song Came On. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, Durand Community Library holding a fall craft night. This will be on September 23rd. That's Tuesday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the library. Just call the library for registration and reservations. Do need to do that first. Give the library a call, 672-8730, 672-8730. Well, earlier this week, pretty cool activity, actually. This happened yesterday in Dunn County as dozens of folks took part in a tractor procession to honor Lloyd Harnish. He was a lifelong farmer in Dunn County since the 1960s. This was pretty cool. WQOW reporting that his son, Mark, explained the idea was simple. It was a way to show how much he meant to the agricultural community. Mark had told Channel 18 that he'd have loved being here today. And the cool part is, as many of the tractors in the procession were part of Lloyd's collection. How cool is that? Mark said it took 2 weeks to get all the tractors ready for the procession. That was really nice of the community to honor Lloyd Harnish. You can read more about it on the Channel 18 website. But wow. And they sure had a beautiful day yesterday for that tractor procession.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests. And the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy, and they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
You'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Luke Combs back in the saddle, 9:36. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Pepin County ATV-UTV Club's Memorial Ride coming up on October 4th. The ride will start at 10 a.m. at Twisted Sisters Saloon in Arkansas. There'll be raffle drawings at 5 o'clock, also at Twisted Sisters. Visit the Pepin County ATV-UTV Club Facebook page for more information on that. Let's run down today in history for this September 17th. On this date, 1787, the Constitution of the United States was signed at the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. That would it was signed and then had to be ratified by two-thirds or three-quarters of the states to end the Articles of Confederation. 1796, to announce his decision to not seek a third term as president, George Washington presented his farewell address to Congress in a newspaper article. 1862, Confederate forces under General Robert E. Lee were crushed by Union forces at the Battle of Antietam in Maryland. 22,000 were killed, wounded, or missing. It remains the deadliest one-day battle in all of American military history. In 1953, Ernie Banks started his play for the Chicago Cubs. 1955, actor James Dean filmed a television commercial for the National Highway Safety Committee, urging Americans to drive safely. He would later die in a car accident at the age of 24, just under a month before Rebel Without a Cause premiered in New York. Happy birthday, I guess, to the Minnesota Vikings, debuting in the NFL on this date in 1961 with a 37-13 victory over the Chicago Bears. Why couldn't have they both lost? Oh, wait. In 1966, Mission Impossible premieres on CBS. Also in 1972, MASH debuted on CBS. The show stayed on the air 11 years and is widely regarded as one of the top comedy programs in history. The finale, titled Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, became the most watched and highest rated single television episode in U.S. television history at the time, with a record-breaking 125 million viewers. Our family was part of that group, that's for sure. And believe it or not, in the very first year, it nearly got canceled. MASH nearly got canceled due to low ratings. But they moved it, and they stuck with it. And, well, guess they ended up doing quite well with it. 1991, the sitcom Home Improvement made its debut on ABC. It became one of the highest-rated sitcoms for almost an entire decade. Oh, Tim, the two-man Taylor. I love the Halloween episodes of Home Improvement, by the way. Also, 1991, a federal judge in Washington dismissed all of the Iran-Contra charges against Oliver North. In 2000, the Miami Dolphins retired Dan Marino's number 13 jersey. In 2002, NBA star Patrick Ewing announced his retirement from basketball. The 11-time All-Star had almost 25,000 points in his 17-year NBA career. Wow. 2006, Alaska's Four Peak Mountain erupted. That volcano had been dormant for 10,000 years before it said, "Hey, I'm back." In 2010, CBS aired the final episode of As the World Turns. The show had been on the air for, get this, 54 years. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you by Elsevia and Provisions Healthcare.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October-November milk up 22, October at 1687, November 1658, December up 23 to 1680, January up 16 at 1690. Triple-digit losses once again in the live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs also moving mostly lower. That we could see lower cash markets once again today. Hog markets moving lower as they hit those resistance levels, and the trade won't move past those levels until they see increasing consumer demand. October live cattle down 267 to 230.77. September feeder cattle down $4 to 354.32. October hogs down 2 cents now to 97.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybean slightly higher, wheat slightly lower today. Now the short-term trend for corn and soybeans has turned upward. The primary driver for the recent rally, lower yields, dry and now hot weather in the eastern Corn Belt is pushing crops to maturity at the expense of yield. And crops hit by hard disease pressure are seeing lower yield reports, at least initially in the western belt as well. December corn up 1 3/4 to 431 3/4. November beans now up 1 3/4 to 1051 1/2. While December wheat down 3/4 to 533 1/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We do have a chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm today, otherwise partly cloudy with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms possible with a low dropping to around 63. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet with more options and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. But I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died. And my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky. And the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage
you've been. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh, man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. 1970-something. Oh, it was 1970-something.
Swing less than to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just to me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train. Rocking with the rhythm of the rain.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flashers blinking. So I stopped at the quick sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from outside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Needs a little fixing. As much
as I'd like to hold back. Getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall. Spinning any slower, so call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside daisies. Drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Side days is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Justin, more time's ticking. 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, join us for Durand, Arkansas Boys High School football this Thursday. It's a Thursday game as the Panthers are at Eau Claire Regis at Carson Park. We'll have that game for you tomorrow night, Thursday night, with the pregame at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. While police in Pennsylvania were called along with animal rescue folks to a golf course in Lancaster County, a country club there. The Manor Township Police Department said they received a call from the Lancaster County Country Club and had to call in the Eastern Snouts Adoption and Rehoming Center to search and capture pigs on the loose at the Conestoga Country Club. Oh, have that in the movie Caddyshack. Yep, instead of, we've got golfers. No, you got pigs. Police said that the animal rescue group had to set up traps over the weekend with feeding stations and hoping to bring the problem of the pigs on the loose to a peaceful end. The animal rescue group urged local residents, please don't chase the pigs. One, you won't catch them. Two, it's going to make it harder for us to catch them. And by the way, please don't feed the pigs because then they won't come into the traps. As of last word. Oh, the country club still has pigs on the loose.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now, I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Aaron Tippin, and you've got to stand for something. 9:59, I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy National Apple Dumpling Day today. Apple dumplings are pretty easy to make. Peel and core apples, season them with cinnamon and sugar, and wrap them up in a prepared pastry dough. Bake the apple till tender. Flavor is similar to an apple pie. Apple dumplings are believed to be native to the northeastern U.S. around Pennsylvania. Often found among some of the delicious Amish recipes, it's frequently eaten as a breakfast item, too. They're also regularly eaten as a dessert, served with ice cream. Oh, you bet. Now you can celebrate the day. Have yourself a heaping helping of apple dumplings today for dessert. Get that ice cream out, you know. A little whipped cream, too. Why not, right? Works for me. National World News.